This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Start investing now. Yeah, the coastal cities are going to be gone in 2030, according to NASA, because of the moon's wobble. We talked about it last hour. Here's what they wrote. The next time this lunar assist to high tides comes around will be around the mid-2030s. By that time, global sea levels will have been rising for another decade. It will have passed a tipping point, and the result will be a leap in flood numbers on almost all U.S. mainland coastlines. This is according to NASA and the science. And it doesn't have any, well, they still credit global climate forests a little bit. But the real issue is the moon's wobble. Welcome, my people. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So go buy in New Mexico and Arizona and areas of Texas, because the coastlines are going to be gone and you're going to have some seafront property where it used to just be land. Woo! Can't wait. Says it will have passed the tipping point and the result will be a leap in the flood numbers on almost all U.S. coastlines. I just repeated it. Don't expect any of the well-heeled leftists to start selling off their oceanfront condos anytime soon, though, folks. Because, see, they aren't going to believe it until it happens. But when they do, maybe they, you know, there'll be some insider tips on, hey, listen, a condo's for sale in Dubai. What's that going to do for Dubai, if that really is the case? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. We got a lot to talk about, and even more than the coastlines. And I chuckle because I'm not laughing that people could lose property and perhaps their lives if there is a rise in the sea level. But it is what it is. That's what happens. It's like 20,000 people died in an Indonesian tsunami. Shocker? A little bit, maybe because you get a little bit of notice, but outside of that, there's nothing that can be done. I joked with a group, an audience the other night. I go, hey, don't yet let anybody know this because it could cause a worldwide panic. So I'm going to do the same for you. Do not tell anybody what I'm about to tell you. And that is 100% of the people who are alive today will die. I know. Keep that to yourselves. I don't want anybody panicked. We're all going to die of something. And you know what the left does? They take a natural thing, death, and they say, well, you better know we can all die because of the old Kung Flu. Or not. You know, and they use history. Well, remember the bubonic plague. Remember when the rats gave them, you know, the fleas bit the rats and the rats bit the people and we got the bubonic. Let me tell you, while all that is a possibility, and I do believe there will be some some pandemic or whatever, certainly with man playing around in the Wuhan labs and what the Chinese are doing. But we all got to die someday of something. And you're not going to panic me about it. You want to know why Democrats are panicked about dying? They got nothing else. Who are they going to turn to? They don't believe in anything. Everything they invest is in this life right here. They have no idea what's coming next. They don't believe it. They're theists. Or atheists, I should say. So we're the theists. We're the pious ones. We're the ones that believe in God. And yeah, we're the stupid ones, but we don't invest everything here. We go, you know what? This is a temporary resting point. It has to be. The universe is too complicated. There's got to be something bigger. I know it's hard to believe because our minds can't conceive that there's something better than us, bigger than us. How's that possible? Only if you're an egomaniac is that not possible. Can you not understand there is something bigger than you? But when you've invested everything of who you are and what this world brings you, you fight for it. You want money and power. You want to sail around in yachts and drink martinis and eat the finest food and hang out with the prettiest people or whatever else. Until the realization hits you that all the money in the world, all these other things don't make you happy. Really? Philip Seymour Hoffman, guy who died from a drug overdose, had it all. Great actor. Go look at anything that guy's ever done. He is an amazing actor. Anthony Bourdain, I talked about him last hour because he's back in the news. Disturbed dude. Great-looking guy doing what he wants to do. Can't satisfy him. LeBron James. You want another one? LeBron James. Lamenting being black in America. A dude who's got it all. You know why he's upset? Because everybody doesn't love him. He can't figure out how to be himself and be loved. And so he jumps from thing to thing. It's what they all do. Leftism is a death spiral. I use it metaphorically, but it's a death spiral in reality. It leads to people. Right now, they talked about the increase in suicides in 2020. You want to know why? Joe Biden and leftist policies. Yeah, let's lock down, take away their jobs, their incentive, their initiative, etc. And then have them beholden to us. You ever been beholden to somebody? Somebody that you go, you know, will you give me money to do this? Can I have money to do this? Can I have money to do this? It's a humbling thing. Even with your own kids, people learn, don't have your kids come to you. Give them an allowance. Let them earn it. That's what builds character. But if it's just, hey, can I have some money? Hey, can I have some money? Hey, can I have some money? Do your chores. You get your money. You use your money the way you want. That's the way it should work. But we've created this thing where you're always begging like a crackhead. I dance for some money, mama. Come on, mama. Yeah, mama, I'll dance for some money. That's the way crackheads are. They'll tell you what you want to hear, say what you want them to say. Just give me that money so I can go get that hit. And that hit for people is leftism. A hit of insanity. A hit of something that is going to destroy you. It isn't going to help you. There is nothing the leftists bring you that can help you. So tell me where they solve the problem. I dare you. I would love to get a professor to call the show. Smarter the better. 844-551-8255. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Contact us. Tell me where it's worked. Where leftism succeeds. And you look at it and go, woohoo, look at that. I can tell you where conservatism works all the time. And you know the difference? We aren't bragging about where it works. Shame on us. And we should be bragging. I know some of you are out there doing amazing things. We should be bragging about it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to prove to you that leftism fails all the time. And I'll show you how we're winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about the moon wobble and how that has a bigger impact on the oceans rising or whatever than anything that man does with this idea of weather and it being spun as global climate change. Welcome back. But what's funny is when you apply the principles of leftism directly. And I mentioned that Gavin Newsom has had to back off of his green energy initiatives. Why? Because it got hot this summer in California. I know, shocker. Shocker. I would have thought we would be skiing in California at this point, and maybe some mountain will have developed in Florida, and we would be skiing there as well in the summer. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. Hey, AOC, I ask again, is this thing on? What does a bartender turned political loudmouth have to say about this move by California's Governor Newsom? He succumbed to dirty black energy. I can hear I can see the Colt 45 commercials right now playing as Gavin Newsom's talking about, well, we had to go back to some black energy, you know. He suspended several environmental quality regulations last week, and he was forced to allow fossil fuel plants to produce more electricity. Why? Blackouts. Yeah. So the state that wants to set the standard for green energy is relying on what? Oh, and by the way, even when they're relying on their green energy, they still rely on the dirty black energy. Yep. It's like knowing that, yeah, we've got this civilized society, but the dirty underbelly of a city runs on organized crime. They have a term for it. They call it organized crime because there are people who run it. And there are people who know about it. Same thing here. There are people who have the green energy and then they got that dirty black energy. It's organized. People know about it. Organized crime. Hard to believe that California folks, it's hot during the summer with all this global climate change. Hard to believe that just recently we went through a whole series of tornadoes in the South. It happens every year, but you would think with global climate change, it would stop, that those tornadoes would all start happening in the Northeast. Like, there's been a rash of tornadoes in the Oregon coast. Yep. What happened to the green energy that was going to save the state? And, well, the planet. And it's a good question. Thank you for asking. As it turns out, solar and wind energy can't meet the demand for all those Teslas that Californians are plugging in. But it's not like California learned anything, because they had the same problem last August. Anybody want to guess what caused the problem in California last August? Yep, that son of a gun summer. It was there last year, too. I know. It's hard for you to believe. Kevin Jackson, are you being serious? Summer occurred in California last year, too? I know. You forget. It's like having a baby. I hear women that have baby, they go, well, at first I was like, I'm never going to have another baby. But then you forget about all the stuff you go through in childbirth. And then, well, that's what happened. California forgot. Summer comes every year. Last year, the state experienced little wind and overcast skies. Not that these were the real culprits, because the green grid couldn't handle the pressure, even if the wind blew continually and there was no cloud cover during the summer. It can't handle it. And the green weenies don't want to let you know that. I'm going to tell you right now, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I am all for green energy. Legit green energy. I love it that we don't have to put a light on a plant for it to grow. It grows because the sun comes up and grows it. And I don't mind that we harness the energy of the sun at the appropriate time and we use it for certain things. But would you want to do it for critical stuff? When I was in IT, we had different levels of service. Like, there was a service level where they say, your site could go down for as long as an hour or whatever. These are the archaic days. But there were what they called mission critical services that couldn't go down. You can't have satellite systems going down. You couldn't have government computers going down. For example, you don't want your 911 system to go down. You don't want your fingerprint identification system to go down, etc. You want all things involving law enforcement to work. You don't want traffic lights to go down. There are things that are mission critical. They had to have like a 99.99% uprate, some crazy number. And then there were things where if it went down for a minute or so, not that big of a deal. Now, these days, you don't even want your website to go down for a minute. It could be something. People need to read my stuff. But those are mission critical. Would you put your grid on mission critical grid or thing on a solar grid or a wind grid? I wouldn't. I want to know that electricity is coming to me constantly, 24/7. So anyway, California, I just think of the optics. The state that set the standard for green energy, and Newsom has to sign a, quote, extreme heat proclamation. an emergency act that allowed the California Air Resources Board to allow, quote, maximum discretion for the use of generators on land and to let ships in port use auxiliary engines for power rather than connecting to the onshore grid. They had to get permission so they could do this. You know what should have happened? The Energy Regulatory Service should have said, nope, you chose green energy. You have to live and die by it. What do I tell you guys all the time? Make leftists live their lies. Make leftists live their lies. Make them live in black neighborhoods. Make them, if you want to be a green weenie, you get no, we cut your electricity use in half. How about that? You can't drive a gasoline car. You can't use anything powered by electricity. Make them live it. And you know what will happen? They finally get some freaking sanity. Talk about kicking their own butt. California not prepared for summer. Hey, here's a tip to Colorado. This winter, despite what AOC says, it's going to be cold. You're going to get some snow. I suggest you prepare for it. I suggest you understand that people are going to be using more heat. And they don't want it to be on a windmill grid. They want it to be on a grid they know is going to work. Because you know what happens if you don't have heat? You freeze to death. Yeah. Funny how cause and effect works. Anyway, we'll see how they deal with this. But I think it's a big slap in the face to the green weenies.
Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reiterating that social media platforms need to step up their game to address misinformation online. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki complaining to reporters that she continues to see posts that coronavirus vaccines cause infertility among women. Psaki calling this troubling and dangerous to public health because experts have disproved that narrative. Psaki adding social media platforms need to be more vigilant when it comes to banning people spreading misinformation.
Robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
An indoor mask mandate goes into effect in Los Angeles starting Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to be questioned by state investigators on Saturday.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
BLM's under fire, and rightfully so. Has to do with the Cubans. Apparently, Black Lives Matter doesn't care about the black Cubans. This guy, Fabiola Santiago, wrote an article. He says, "Now I have the answer to the question I've been asking for months. Why doesn't the Black Lives Matter movement care that Afro-Cubans are being beaten, arrested, and jailed after the weekend's historic protest in Cuba? Also killed for the crime of demanding the basic human right of free expression." They got their answer. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. He goes on to write, "How can a movement supposedly dedicated to seeking justice turn a blind eye to what's going on in Cuba? As if those batons, chokeholds, and bullets weren't used on black people." You want to know the simple answer? Y'all ready? BLM doesn't care about black people. BLM cares about BLM, the idea of what can to continue condoning this racist ideology, this ethnocentric racist ideology, how much money can they continue to make off of it? That's what this is about. And sadly, there ain't no money in black Cuban oppression. Yeah, it's that simple. See, what's happening in Cuba is what happened to blacks in the 1960s that will never happen to blacks again. It is a thing of the past. These are people getting beat down. These are the basic human rights that black people in the 1960s were asking for. And that's the thing, that the disjoint that people have, especially older people. They're like, "Kevin, I want to be down for the cause of black folks, but I don't see the oppression that they're talking about." From the 1960s, I see it. People 70 years old, 80 years old, they're like, "Man, I was down with the cause. I get it. I saw what they were doing to my black brothers and sisters in this country." Fast forward, they're going, "What are they complaining about?" They don't get it. And neither do you. And you shouldn't get it, because it's not happening. Remember how I told you to interpret racism in America? Understand this. The problem doesn't exist. It only exists in the minds of politicians and ethnocentric races who are trying to profiteer off of it. You ever been in a relationship that you could take advantage of? Somebody that's stupid, whether it's a business partner or a paramour, a lover, and they're willing to do anything and it didn't matter? What did you do? You probably took advantage of it. You're like, "Well, I mean, if Ted's going to open the business every day and close it, why do I need to come in if I'm still going to get to split the profits?" Well, that's what BLM is. They're like, "If you're going to continue to run the business, pay me my 50%, and I don't even have to show up, why am I going to show up?" If you're going to let me, as a, in a relationship, if you're going to let me run around and do whatever I want to do, why am I going to spend time with you? Why am I going to worry about your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, your aspirations? It's all about me. And that's what BLM is telling you. See, none of the things they talk about is really happening. There's no real police brutality to black folks in America. But there's a lot of black people brutality to black people. There's a lot of black people brutality to other American citizens just going about doing their jobs. Institutional racism. Yeah, the black man can't get nothing done. You know, let me tell you the secret to why the black man can't get nothing done. Because the black man is a whiner. The black leftist. Not me. Mm-mm. Not my type. We don't whine about anything. We just go do the job. We get it. We are the reason why people look at black folks and go, man, those people, ooh, they were hard workers back in the day. They remember us. But these other clowns, they're clowns. They're exactly that. They're clowns. This guy goes on, he says, the regrettable, shameful answer came Wednesday night on the organization's official Instagram page because the organization's leadership solidly stands behind Cuba's oppressive, white-led communist regime. You know why I like this article by Fabiolo Santiago? Because he dares to call BLM what they are. They're shameful. And he says they stand behind a white-led communist regime. He's calling them what they are, hypocrites and sellouts. I get called that all the time. You a sellout, man. You ain't no brother. No, I'm not. Let me tell you what I won't back. I won't back, well, the N-word. I won't back those fools. No way, no how. I'm not associated with them. I don't want to hang out with them. They don't represent black people that I know. Black people that I know are amazing people. We have stunningly beautiful women, intelligent people. We are gifted in ways that the average American can't even figure out because we come up differently. I can't explain it. The way I try to explain it is the innovation that came in music, for example, with hip-hop, that's now ingrained in our culture. The innovation that's come in couture, hairstyles, etc. Ingrained in our culture. Dance. Ingrained in our culture. And the ability to market ourselves, to have people speaking our language, have white folks putting themselves in movies trying to mimic black folks, like, you know, like Steve Martin and then Richard Pryor and what's his name, Gene Wilder. We bad, yeah, you know, and walking all black and stuff like that. We built a subculture within America that people actually liked and enjoyed. We came up with things that are iconic. They should never be forgotten. The old Negro League, the Chitlin Circuit for entertainers and things like this. I'm glad they no longer exist, but they were iconic. As much as, you know, the minor league baseball. I mean, all the things where people get on buses and they call it barnstorming from town to town. And it's a reminder of what America used to be. So close up to the person that you were dealing with. It was very colloquial, very inviting and loving and friendly. We've gotten away from it. But it's a reminder of all of that. And the black folks that were part of that whole, I mean, just a man, black people, we would see anybody on the road. I swear, this is my grandparents. They would see anybody of any color on the road. We stopped and we helped. It wasn't that they were black. We picked up white hitchhikers, Latino hitchhikers. Didn't matter. Probably wouldn't do it today, but we did. Gave people gas money, fed them. And my grandparents would talk smack about, well, them white people, you got to watch out for them. And then pick up a white dude. It's a hitchhiker. And the very next thing, it was nothing. It just did it. Open the most religious, turn-the-other-cheek people on the planet. And trusted, I mean, that black person, oh, man, I'm endeared. I love them. I love that generation. I can't stand this generation. The LeBron James, the Beyoncé's, Jay-Z's, always complaining about something and trying to influence others. Look, it's one thing for you to complain. I'll say this right now. I don't care if you believe me and you want to follow what I do or not. I'm giving you my opinions and my reactions to things and sometimes my actions. Follow them if you want. Am I trying to influence you? Not at all. Not at all. Don't care. I'm literally on the radio spewing my opinions on things. If you happen to agree, congratulations to us all. But I don't care. I don't do the show and go, what can I do to convince people of this? I don't get on here and go, I hope I get some good mail from people that they think highly of me. Some of you are going to think highly of me. Some of you are not. Some of you are going to remember me in a way I think is flattering. Others are going to be like, he wasn't all that. Yeah, that's cool. Because I'm not here to please you. I'm here to inspire you to think for yourself and determine what you like about this or don't and move forward. It's not what these guys are about. Black Lives Matter is a front. It's a front. It wants to make you think that it's doing something positive. Black Lives Matter has not helped a single black person in this country. I'm not talking about, oh, Kevin, they paid for this person to get their house, or they paid for college. I don't know that they've done any of that. But what I'm telling you is even if they did, they will not have helped black people at all. He goes on to say, ideology is what counts, and BLM leaders remain firmly aligned with a discredited, oppressive regime that crushes its people, millions of them black or mixed race. Pardon me, they remain faithful, even though the dissident Cuban left and prominently Afro-Cubans are leading the call for freedom and change. By the way, Cubanos, let me let you know a little secreto, que secreto. They don't care about the black people in Africa either, okay? They don't care about you. They don't care about Africanos. Nobody. They care about getting that money from these white people in the United States over BS. So if you're waiting on a black revolution to save you, if you're waiting on George Soros to fund them so they can do something that optically appeals to you, you brown folks, not going to happen. More when we come back. Thanks for listening. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Cubans are protesting in the streets. They want their freedom. Black Cubans. You would think that black people in America, black leftists, would sympathize with them and say, down for the cause, but no, not Black Lives Matter. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And it, look, the hypocrisy of that has gone on long enough. Black Lives Matter, pretending to care about black folks. But what I want to tell you is, when you have weak leadership, this is what you export. This is why freedom, which is what Donald Trump wanted to export freedom. MAGA, make America great again. Make Cuba great again. Make your country great again by searching for freedom. And the Democrats now are talking about oppression. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This next story fits right in with it because it's in South Africa. I don't know if you've heard about this. Stampedes. Death toll over 30. And looting and violence in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal provinces following the conviction of former President Jacob Zuma. Many deaths occurred, I'm reading this, amid chaotic stampedes as food, appliance, liquor, and clothing stores were looted. This is dangerous. And this is what we condone now. In America, look at... This is the stuff that should be happening elsewhere. You run a store, a bodega, a grocery store, a retail outlet. You don't think people are going to come in and rip you off. They just did this, what was it, a Neiman Marcus? Went in and just stripped the place. It's happening all over the country. Remember the guy they showed the video? He went into a Walgreens or a CVS, and he takes a bag. He's on a bike. He just loads the bag with a bunch of stuff off the shelf and rides the bike right out. What'd they do? They filmed it. They filmed it. I think it was in San Francisco, right? Anyway, back to South Africa. Yesterday's events brought a lot of sadness, said the premier of KwaZulu-Natal, Sili Zikalala. The number of people who have died in KwaZulu-Natal alone is at 26. Many of them died from being trampled on during a stampede where people were looting. Can you imagine? Wow. What kind of a melee was it where 26 people were on the ground and people just ran over them for some products? Now, why am I bringing this up? Because, see, every time something happens in this country, black man gets arrested. In this case, the conviction of the former president. That's what it took for over 30 people to lose their lives and there to be amazing unrest in South Africa. Local police here. Here's the part that I want to say is a cautionary tale. Because what we do every single day in my organization is we look at things that are important to the country, short term and long term. And here's where we are. You got to protect and defend the people who are going to protect you. We don't do that anymore. Local police and 2,500 military soldiers have made a few arrests, but are struggling to maintain, or to contain, rather, the violence. 2,500 police and military, and they can't contain it. Why do you think when you go to Chicago, you think you go on Miracle Mile in Chicago, you're protected, right? You think, oh man, they're not going to let it outside of the hood. That's what we used to think. Folks, the zombie apocalypse is here. You're walking around with zombies. People ready for the code word. They hear it. Injustice. Boom. Next thing you know, we're burning down cities over some relatively benign story about some stupid, you know, dude that gets himself killed. Black guy gets himself shot by a cop. There was a story, Melissa sent it to me. It was a cop who showed up just after a guy died. He was a crazy guy. He was like schizophrenic or something. And I'm not casting aspersions on him, but he had all kinds of mental issues. Cop gets called. Had he gotten there 5 minutes earlier, the dude would have died with him trying to arrest him because he was threatening people and all kinds of stuff. But he dropped dead before the cop got there. And the cop said, I hate to say this, but thank God this guy dropped dead before I got there. Because had he dropped dead while I was there, I'd be in trouble. I'd lose my job. Guy was crazy, schizophrenic, black dude. white cop going, whew, I dodged a bullet. So right now in South Africa, they're looting, they've killed people, trampled them to death, not the way you want to go, by the way, trampled them to death so they can get food, appliances, liquor, and clothing. In this one area, this province, KwaZulu-Natal, 26 people dead from being trampled to death because the former president was arrested. Does it sound like that's just kind of an excuse for people to go steal? Because it would sound suspiciously similar to what's going on here in America. They go on. Looting continued Tuesday in Johannesburg shopping malls and township areas, including the Jabulani Mall and the Dobsonville Mall in Soweto. There were also reports of continued looting in centers in KwaZulu-Natal. You think it's going to stop? Let me ask you this. What do you think Joe Biden and team are doing to stop the looting right now in America? What do you think's going to happen the next time a black dude gets killed by a cop in what they call suspicious circumstances or bad circumstances? What do you think's going to happen? See, that cop that I mentioned earlier, he didn't just dodge a bullet. America dodged a bullet. Because there are people out there waiting. They see what you can make the minute you just make up a story about how the dude died. The guy could have dropped dead on that cop with the cop never having touched him. Man, he went up to that dude. He threatened to shoot that dude. I mean, whatever. They're going to make up a story. The narrative doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. It's the narrative. And so now, guess what? These other countries are watching. They're going, man, forget Nelson Mandela. We'll just loot. We'll burn stuff down. We'll kill each other. You think it was a bunch of white folks that got trampled to death in KwaZulu-Natal province? You'd be crazy to believe that. Anyways, they say this. The violence started in KwaZulu-Natal last week as protests against the imprisonment of Zuma, who began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court. He was convicted of defying a court order to testify before a state-backed inquiry probing allegations of corruption during his term of president from 2009 to 2018. Now, I'll be honest with you. Don't know, don't care. I don't know if he got railroaded. Maybe, maybe not. But here's what I do know. 30-something people didn't deserve to die, and businesses didn't deserve to get looted. Now, what I do also know is that that's become the way to get people's attention. And that's what they're doing. I don't know. I haven't been to South Africa. I've been to 22 countries in Africa, but never South Africa. I have a good buddy that did business over there for a while. I'd love to get his take on this to see, you know, is this just sort of the way now? What, you know, what are the politics of it all? Are they looking at America as their litmus test on what to do with this type of thing? Because I'm going to tell you, I suspect that's exactly what's happening. They're looking at blacks in America who, by the way, have no reason to be, you know, protesting. And they're saying, hey, that works, so we should use it here. By the way, South African blacks probably have every reason in the world to be upset. After decades and decades of oppression with very little progress made. But I don't know enough about Zuma to tell you this is good or bad. But I do know this. The 30-something people who died tragically under the feet of other South Africans, I bet their families care. I bet their loved ones care. They said the sporadic pro-Zuma violence spiraled into a spree of criminal theft in poor townships of the two provinces, according to witness. So far, the lawlessness has not spread to South Africa's other 9 provinces. Well, good luck with that, because if it's any indication in America, it will spread.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.